Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime. It's 10:30 here at the Hot Rod. I'm not going to be biased. He's one of my favourite bands. I'm not going to pick him up because I don't have to. Let's just do two words, eh? Smooth, stack, lightning.
Well, don't you go to sleep deep. What I want you for now. Don't you go to sleep, cause you might not have to be alone. In the morning I'll be gone. Across the mountains and the forest, valley and the ocean too. Well, I've been traveling night and day, running all the way, trying to get to you. Won't you go to sleep, dear? What I want you for now. Won't you go to sleep, cause you might not have to be alone. Well, in the morning I'll be gone.
Okay, here we are at the Hot Rod Hayride, and I believe it's the fifth Hot Rod Hayride, and we've got special guests, Smokestack Lightning. And I tell you what, I've been chasing you guys for years to come on this podcast show, which goes out on rockabillyradio.net as well. So those people who missed my podcast on the normal podcast download, they can download it in the future. Thank God for Don for distributing it. Right, I hear you're playing later, so... I remember seeing you guys many years ago at one of the first Hot Rod Hayrides. I think it was the second or third. I saw Mouse playing with you guys. I just couldn't believe the sound you were doing. It was just like something totally different, and it was just like exciting and energetic, and the music was just fantastic. You know,
thanks for the flowers.
Thanks a lot.
And yeah. I bought a CD on that night. I remember I bought the CD and I was like, couldn't stop playing it for weeks. I was like,
me too.
It was in the CD player all the time in the car and that, and I just couldn't stop playing it. It was in fact, you had two CDs out. It was the yellow one. Which one was that?
Soulbeat. It's called Soulbeat.
Soulbeat. And then the home cooking one, which was the five tracks.
Yeah.
I was a bit disappointed about the five tracks, but you know. Can't help
you
it.
Wanted more, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted more tracks. And then Mouse, and that's fine, we can still hear each other. That's a bit of a hot rodding sound in the background there. And then Mouse let me listen to a demo CD of yours, which was a little bit undercover, homebrew, in the back garden or in the bedroom or whatever.
Oh, the acoustic.
The secret CD that no one else has got.
The secret CD that nobody else has got.
And Solitary Man and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Solitary Man, all the other versions. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, guys, you know, you've been doing a lot of work out there. I've seen you're on virtually every single flyer I pick up in Europe.
I wish you would be true.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Almost every flyer.
Yeah. No, you definitely are. You're on every flyer. I mean, like, how did the band get together?
Actually, Mikey and me, we started out at a time where Mouse was pretty busy with Red Hot and Blue, yeah. In his first band, I think, and we played in a band called the Brewsters for 5 or 6 years, which was rockabilly, raw rockabilly with a bluesy touch, let's say. And then we kind of got tired of bored, musically bored. We still listen to the music, but if you play the same songs, the same three chords all over again, you get tired.
A.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. So we were looking for something new, and we just checked what guys like Carl Perkins or Win Stewart or whoever did after the 50s. In the 60s and 70s, and many of those acts turned to country music. So we got into that, and luckily we met our guitar player, Frieda, who came from the country scene, actually. So he got us in touch with that, and kind of a mixture of the rockin' background that we had and the country background that he had got together, and that's how it all started out.
So I know there's only a couple of you guys from the band here tonight, but has it always been the same lineup? Have you?
The three of us, the guitar player that I just mentioned, Mikey and me, has always been the same. We just had different second guitar players. We had a piano player once, we had a pedal steel player, but now we have a new guitar player.
So let me get this right. You're all in the same band together, or you came from other bands and created Smokestack? No.
Mikey and me played in the Brewsters, and all the others came in
from different bands.
So we're gonna get into a track now, hopefully. And
all right.
I hope you thought about this prior to this interview, with a bit of luck.
What do you want to play?
What do you want to play? I don't know. Play something that you like. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you do that's great. You know, it's 100%.
And maybe,
you know, it's entirely up to you guys. It's your show.
I mean, we just released
the Smokestack Lightning show.
Okay. We just released a new record, so why not picking one of the new songs? We're pretty happy with the recordings. I just handed over the CD to you.
I haven't got it here.
So let's.
Which one would you want to play?
Maybe the one that Mouse. Many years ago, we released a little 45 vinyl.
That's right. Yeah.
And that song was a Garth Brooks cover, a country song called "The Thunder Rolls," and Mouse kind of made it popular here on the island. And we re-recorded that song on the new record, and it turned out to be.
I think you've done nice. Three versions of that, haven't you, Ben? Two or three versions.
So why not this one? It's a good one. The thunder rolls.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on a windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's hidden back from somewhere where he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. He's pacing by the telephone in a faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle and hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. She's waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. Rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. And along the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows. And the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control. Thunder rolls. She runs back down the hallway to the bedroom door. She reaches for the pistol kept in the dresser drawer. She tells the lady in the mirror he won't do this again, because the night will be the last time she'll wonder where he's been. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Now your love grows cold and all sleepless as night. As the storm blows on, out of control. Thunder Road.
I just, as I said, I love your music. I love the way you play. You're a tight band. You certainly deliver the goods, and I've seen you play it like many times. But thinking about your early stuff and your early influences, I mean, you say the country stuff, but I've noticed your CDs that you've released over the years have changed. And it's always interesting to watch a band and see how it evolves and changes and moves with the time. Yeah. And I think your music, as I was saying earlier to you guys, I think your music is very it can allow many types of audiences. It's not necessarily just a rocking audience or a R&B style audience or a country audience. You can play to anybody. To people who have not necessarily even heard your music before, they'll be tapping their feet and listening to your sound. Tell us a bit about the CDs and how that evolved over each one. You know, let's PR a bit of your CDs and obviously we'll talk about how to obtain CDs at a later date.
All right.
And remember, you are listening to The Preacher here on this Preacher podcast. That goes out on rockabillyradio.net, and thank God it's a Smokestack Lightning show. I've been waiting for ages for this to happen. finally. Right. So tell us about the first CD.
The first CD is it's called Soul Beat, and it was strictly covers of our Bernie and mine influences we had before. What was rockabilly, some old R&B stuff, and 50s, 60s country stuff. A friend of ours from Holland called Charco, you might know him, he played with Ronnie Dawson for years. He told us there is one guy from the Seed Sniffers who lives in Antwerp, and he's a great musician and a great producer, and he should produce our stuff. We want to do a record, and asked him who might be the right guy to do it. So we drove to Antwerp and did that one.
Yeah, we delivered the songs, but he delivered the sound. He made us sound way better than we did at that point.
I mean,
I would say.
Yeah, if I listen to that secret CD as an example, there's a lot. It feels as though that secret CD was maybe the earlier stuff prior to the release.
It was after Soul Beat, but before the home cooking.
Because it was kind of a different sound on there.
It's a basement recording with acoustic guitars and no amplifier. It was just a demo for us to see if the songs work. I don't know why people liked that one and kept copying it, you know, throughout the continent.
So you brought the home cooking CD out, and that was a 5-track CD, I know.
Six tracks. 5 acoustic numbers and 1... electric.
Yeah, we were short on money, so we had to do it on our own. Yeah. That's why it sounds.
So why,
like it
why
sounds.
Was it? Why was it 5-6 tracks? I mean, the previous CD, what, there's 20 odd tracks on there.
Oh no, it's
no.
The 14 tracks.
No, 14 tracks. 14. Sorry, apologize.
And this one had 6 tracks, and we made that record for a certain event, which was our 10th band anniversary. We hadn't made any records for a long time. And so we decided to put a record out for our 10th anniversary. And so we did, because we didn't have any money, we did a home recording. That's why it's called Home Kicking. Paul Ansel was, coincidentally, we were playing a show with him in our hometown. And when he came over, we were talking about recording together for years already. So we took the advantage and went to the studio and recorded one track with him. And rest of the tracks just acoustically at home.
I mean, Paul's been on the show before. I mean, we did a number 9 Paul Ansel show, and him talking about being at Sun Studios and, and going for a piss in the toilet and thinking about all of the previous stars that had pissed in that toilet.
Definitely.
Which I found very amusing. And then you brought out that, I would say, a CD that was, you know, totally different. It was like it was just something. It was different. It was, wasn't it? It was it was a total change from the first two CDs. And he brought this other CD out, and it was like, you know, when I first heard it, and I heard it, Mouse played it to me, and I was like, wow, that's interesting. You know, it just changed the way you changed your style.
The change. I think the change has got some of the highest downloads, hasn't it, on your MySpace page? I looked at your MySpace charts, and it's, I think the change has got more hits than,
is it more
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I mean the first record, as Mikey said, were strictly covers, you know, all songs that we loved and find interesting enough to record to make an interesting version, let's say. The second record had 50% owned originals already, so the third record logically was originals only.
I mean, and it certainly was a change of style, a change of tempo, a change. There was a lot of change there.
Yeah,
but it was good.
Yeah,
and I can never remember the name, the track name, but I do remember it the track number, I think it was. But there's one particular track on that album. It's just, begins with an H, doesn't it? I've forgotten myself. It's terrible.
H.
That track on the.
That's a bad word. H.
The No Hoot, or what is it?
Yeah, the Hoot one. Oh, yeah, the Hoot one. Yeah, definitely a great track. I mean, that is a well played club classic now, I think.
Are you
going
to be doing the Hoot tonight?
The Hoot song.
It's not planned.
No,
it's not on the list.
It's not on the list. We can do it.
We can do it. Sure. What about Rise and Shine?
Rise and Shine, we can do that.
My favourite song of the moment.
Maybe we should.
Because the set we put together for tonight is kind of a, you know, what the people always want to hear from us. But
Germany, man.
Yeah. But we can play some new tracks, sure.
Sorry, I didn't mean anything about you know, our German listeners. Incidentally, we've got listeners. I'll just keep you in constant understanding what the show goes out to. We've got listeners all over the world, Japan, you know, Sweden, Germany, England, America, all sorts of places, Australia, Botswana. Yeah,
and there's Victor in Moscow.
And we've got Russian gentlemen and ladies listening to the show, and it it's going to a world audience. So, but yeah, the Hoot, yeah. I love that record. That is a Hoot, definitely. And a big change. And look, for those people who haven't heard the record or haven't heard the music, you need to get on the Smokestack Lightning MySpace and check out sounds. And so what's the URL for that? Do you remember?
www.myspace.com/smokestacklightningmusic. It's a long but you'll find it.
Long beep?
Yeah.
No, and you talked about, well, no, let's play a track now, because I think we've talked a lot, and it's turning into a talk radio show rather than a sort of music show. Yeah. So what's the next track?
So give him No Hoot. Why not?
Pushed around by you, truth that it's true. Yeah, the way you treated me like dirt, oh, is the worst that I have heard of. So I
Those who just switched their computers on now, we're actually at the Hot Rod Hayride, number 5, run by Jerry Chatterbox and Terry from the Executioners Car Club. We've got the fabulous Smokestack Lightning, 100% country. No, I'm joking. 100% rockabilly? No. A real mixture of sound. I've just seen this new album. In fact, you thrust a CD in my hand. Actually, you gave Dave Mumbles a CD and said, "Oh, here's something for DJing." And I was like,
"Can I get one
as well, do you think?" But yeah, it's a new CD, and I noticed it's a double CD, right. And I noticed the seat sniffers are on there as well. So it's Smokestack Lightning and the Seat Sniffers. What was that all about?
I mean, the Seat Sniffers are, since that first record that we did and Walter from the Seat Sniffers produced, we've been very good friends. He taught us, you know, he introduced us into songwriting and stuff like that. So we spent a lot of time at his couch in Antwerp. And so we're just very close friends throughout the years. It's been 10 years now. And for all these years, we always wanted to do something together, you know, to record together or to put out a record together. And now it just happened, you know, both bands didn't have a release this year. So we said, let's go to the studio right away and just do a short, fun record where both bands record cover versions of songs they already play live but never recorded them. And you know, people were asking us for years, for example, to record Thunder Rose again or Home in
more
My Hand
rods.
Yeah, more hard rods.
Or Ronnie Sells Home in My Hand, for example. So we did that, and it was fun doing it. And the change to the record before is I think the sound improved in a very good way, you know. The last record's been very rough, very rockin' partly, I would say, and this record is improved sound-wise.
What are we gonna hear?
Let's play Lonely Moon.
Lonely Moon. I'm lonely too. might be. With the one love that I knew. We spoke of love. Oh, but how she lied. She didn't care if I live or if I die. So
I've got the CD today, it's still in the shrink wrap paper, cellophane, secret stuff, and I haven't opened it up, and what's it look like inside? You know, I mean, you've collaborated with another band, and got together.
It's
tell
actually,
us about it.
It's actually a beautiful digi pack, and when you fold it up, I mean, the cover shows the band vans, the back of the band trucks of both bands. And if you open it up, you have band pictures of both bands and two CDs inside. So it's a beautiful digi pack made by, designed by Sam, a Belgian graphic designer. He does all the artsy stuff for the scene in Belgium. Yeah, I like it.
And how many tracks will the members of the public who purchase this CD will get? You know, what's on there?
It's six tracks of our band and seven tracks of the Seed Sniffers, because their songs are shorter.
They got shorter songs.
Yeah, actually, our idea was to release a vinyl record only, and then we went into the studio
DJs
and recorded
only.
Some. Yeah, and recorded some songs, and then some of our songs turned out to be more than 4 minutes, almost 5 minutes. So the record label said, we have to pick songs, you know. We can't release six songs on one side of a vinyl album. And so we said, no, we don't want to skip any. We like the songs. We like them all, you know. So we decided to make a CD then. And so
what?
No vinyl, CD
no
only.
No vinyl. I weren't you going to sign to a big label at one point? I mean, maybe this is just rumor.
Oh, we actually did for one record. Between The Home Cooking and the Heads of Agreement, the one that with only originals, we were on EMI for one record. And that was because one of our songs made it into a TV commercial.
So EMI signed us for one record and released kind of a best-of record, which was the first two records plus some additional tracks we recorded. Yeah, we left after that one record, we left EMI because there's simply not enough interest in a big label.
That's quite good. He got the honk, as you said, we left them at EMI.
So we did that, and it's for that type of music, it's just not, you know, it's not right. The big labels are too big. Simple.
So what are we going to hear next?
I think the title track of the album would be fun.
And
it's called Roadmasters, and it's a funny truckin' tune from the 60s, a cover version of a truckin' song by Freddie Weller. And my favorite line in that song is, I never noticed any difference between a woman and a lady. I'll take anything from 18 to 80. Here we go.
I'm a road master, baby. I spent my life on the road. Well, I'm a traveling musician carrying a pretty big load. I spent my days driving down the highway. When the show was over, I do things my way. So look out, honey, cause the roadmaster's on the road. Well, I met a little woman down in Nashville, Tennessee. She said she'd blow a harp if I could do a number in C. When the show was over, I knew her pretty well. I said I'd like to hang around and talk a spell. But tomorrow I'm in Macon and the road.
That's where I saw you at the Hayride, and you were playing that track.
That was at the old Hayride, wasn't it? Yeah. There was another one with a sort of like weird beer tent sort of stage. Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
So anyway, the big thing is obviously punt your stuff, and you know where can people buy Smokestack Lightning? I mean,
all our records are on
it's
Amazon.
It's all over the place. Isn't
yeah,
it?
It's on everything is on Amazon. We're distributed pretty well, so you can order them directly from us if you wanna. Just write me a
through to MySpace.
Write me a
off
letter.
The back of the truck.
Yeah, off the back of the truck.
Off the back of the truck.
Or go to Amazon or see your.
I can only recommend to the listeners that you've got to go out and buy all the CDs.
Please,
it's not
yeah.
just one. You're going to miss out. You've got to see the change. You've got to see the change as it goes steps through the CDs and the releases, and the tracks and just get a feel of it all. And if you haven't got it, then you need to get your MySpace and check out the tracks, because it's just something about it. It's just, you know, it's fresh, it's new, it's exciting. It's still new and exciting, even many years down the lane. You know, all down the road.
I think we should probably ask them what their favourite tracks are that they've recorded.
They're all our babies, Mel. I mean, we love them all.
Maybe you have a top three.
Yeah, really top hard three, to top say. Three. Let's hear the top three. Come on.
It's really hard.
I mean, songs you never tire of listening to or playing. You know, something like that.
I mean, I have to say that with one of our originals, we made a pretty good song, I think, which is "Take My Hand." It's a nice, very nice song from the second record. And the Big Kahuna is a kind of a cool song. So, I don't know.
Lonely Moon, I like very much.
Yeah, the new record. Indeed. So,
how did you get the Big Kahuna deal with? Because you had a great video in Germany, didn't you, with that?
Yeah.
How did that happen then?
The song was written by the Walter, the Seed Sniffers guy. He wrote kind of a verse to a song for my different band that I had years ago with Frieda, called the Waikiki Beach Bombers. And he kind of wrote a Hawaiian whatever surf song. And he just had the idea about that guy, that Kahuna person. But it went into, you know, he forgot about it, whatever. And one day he sent over that one verse, and I just picked it up and finished the song, and we recorded it, and turned out to be.
But it got on. It got into the social big scene, didn't it, over in Germany?
Oh, I don't know.
Some guys picked it up, didn't they? On some, was it an advert?
You mean the video?
Yeah, the video.
It's
the
Big Kahuna, yeah. It's an art student who picked the song.
He was a friend of mine.
Yeah,
a friend of Mikey.
Wasn't that some sort of big advertising thing in Germany?
No.
Oh,
right.
No.
Okay.
It was.
We told you. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Everything's
all true.
It's all true.
Anyway, we're going to play a track, and then we're going to end the show.
All right,
those disappearing people out there. I'm sure that everyone has enjoyed you coming on, and I've listening to your great music, and 100%, you know, been chasing you for about a year and a half to do this. It's fantastic. I've been able to capture you like this.
Thanks a lot.
You know, so what are we going to hear next?
Why not this Take My Hand, huh?
Take My Hand or Big Kahuna, whatever you want.
He's a big man with a claim to fame. He's got his own island and he's got his name. He's got 100 wives and 1,000 kids. If you ever cross him, he remembers you did. So don't make him mad or let him think that you wanna. Don't try to mess with a big Kahuna. He's got the magic spells and the jungle drums. And he plays a ukulele with a pick and a strum. 500 pounds is what he weighs. And a bamboo hut he calls his home base. But don't pick his food or let him think that you wanna. Don't try to mess. A big daddy with a bodyguard. Don't you let him hear you call him Couple of Lard. He's a regular Maris Ceramic Cooler. Don't try to mess with a big Kahuna. A bodyguard. Don't you ever hear him call him Couple of Lard. He's a regular My Serenade Cooler. Don't try to mess with a big Kahuna. The big Kahuna.
Okay, as I say, we're still at the Hayride. We're still at the back of my old 1928 Model A pickup truck. All steel, for those who are listening. And great fun. And it's a good acoustic bed at the back, so we can get quite a good sort of recording out of it. There you go, a bit of steel for you. But I want to thank you guys. I know it's not all the band here, but I want to thank you guys coming on and coming on the show to the Preachers podcast. I'm sure it'll get aired out on rockabillyradio.net in the States, which will be fun. Lots of listeners there from all over Europe and all over the world as well. And, you know, fantastic stuff. And thanks to both of you, it's, you know, thanks again.
Yeah,
you know?
We're not meeting somebody who appreciates our music that much every day, so thanks a lot, Preacher.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Preacher Man.
I think I'd say there's a lot of DJs out there who appreciate what you do, and but some are too frightened to play your stuff, and some aren't. You know,
yeah.
Personally, I'm not. Right. I'll play your gear. You know, I'll play
cool.
it, and so will Mouse play it. And you know, there are other DJs out there, but some won't play it. I mean, some DJs out there won't play modern bands. So you know, that's up to them. But they're missing out. And for all those punters out there listening to the show, need to get out and buy the album. So I think there's five albums out now. Again, you've got to buy them all, because otherwise you're not going to get the full exposure to Smokestack Lightning.
That's right.
And so we're going to play out now with a track, and we didn't play Solitary Man, did we?
No, we didn't.
I'd really like to play that out.
Throw it on.
That is a record.
Then I was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along and loved me strong, that's what I thought. That died too. I don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man.
Thanks a lot again.